Call the August 20th County Council meeting ordered. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Harbor.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. If we have a quorum, please rise and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you want to assist in comment period, any citizen wish to speak? Any citizen? No? Yes, sir. Hold on 1 second. Give us your name and address, please.
The nation in chambers.
My name is Dave Gudgeon, 727 South 51st Street.
Tell us your name again, please.
David Gudgeon.
Thank you, Dave.
I just have a question about the water that they're planning on through Minnesota. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, but I have a question about whether it's coming from 51st Street or would it be coming from the subdivision that is planned off of 50th Street.
Stood in here.
The proposed plan would be that it travels north from the new subdivision on 50th Street, go up to Minnesota. As shown in the packet, it would head west to Minnesota. It would head west 51st Street, and then we're also showing stuff that would maybe head east a couple houses. But that's open for discussion during the topic.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, see no one else rise. I'll close the public commentary and move on to mayoral announcements. With the hiring of the two new planners, we're going to phase back into regular support of boards and commissions. Boy, I just wish that all the people that complained were here tonight to uncomplain. No, that's the way it goes. So I just want to let you guys know, it'll take a little bit because both of the planners are still learning and Joel's still up to his eyeballs. So we'll transition into that. Item B, Intergovernmental Cooperation Council. As you guys know, it's next September. Somewhere in South Milwaukee, part of that will be the county presenting their Fair Deal Initiative. I'm going to a meeting on that on Monday. Essentially, what the county exec is looking to do is allow us and the county to raise sales taxes, which excites me no end. Item two is a comment on the Democratic National Convention service costs. It appears that the city of Milwaukee will not be reimbursing anyone for anything. So your agreement is worth the paper it's written on. So we're working on making sure that we get paid back for any services we render. They're preparing to designate the activity as a public health emergency so that they can grab our health officer. So I'm working on that. And that's it for mayoral announcements. Questions? Item C, approval of regular meeting minutes of the regular county council of August 6th. Any additions or corrections?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Be opposed? Motion carries. Organizational business, appointment of...
Mayor Crescent.
So move.
Second. I just went past it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Roll call, sorry.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G1 is the acceptance of a donation of several donations as listed in the council package.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item G2 is a review of the bids for the Police Department Firearms Rate Project and recommend acceptance of the Seltzer Florence Construction Company bid of $1,383,300. Chief, you got something to say?
Well, along with the project architect, Brad Morgans, if you'd like to ask him any questions, try to just do a brief overview of where we're at.
We sent the project out to bid. We did
you don't mind.
We sent the bid out last month and got bids back earlier this month. We got four bids on the project. three were very close, with the low bidder coming in at 1.27 million. Denver, irregularities were noted with the bid, so we're coming with a recommendation to go with the low bidder on the project.
What was our budget?
1.4.
1.4?
1.4.
So it's under budget. Questions? Alderman Mayor.
Chiefs, I know that when it was originally put in 20 years ago, whatever it was, I wasn't directly involved in the project, but I know there were some fire protection issues that the firing range complicated with the targets and things with the lead panels that are in it. So I'm just suggesting that you work closely with fire right from the start so that there's no surprises toward the end.
We will do that. Yeah, we've already been in communication with the fire chief on the project in regards to the new baffle system that's going to be going into the ceiling.
Good.
It's a protection system. So we've already been working together with him to make sure
okay.
that we're on the same page.
That's all I have.
I would interview there, fortunately, so we can not take blame for how it was done originally. But there was,
yeah.
That's why we're here now, unfortunately.
Right.
It should be done the right way.
Yeah, it had to do with the lead baffles. Somehow they were blocking the sprinklers in the fire protection systems, I recall.
A couple issues that came up, reason for the extensive renovation. So we're going to have done things through the art. So.
Good.
Motion to approve the bid from Seltzer Orange Construction Company to reconstruct police department firearms range and replace the fire detection and notification system for a total cost of $1,383,300, which includes a $66,000 contingency.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I have a question now for going forward.
Chief.
I got you done quick.
What's the contract?
Processing everything to get the contract signed, get all the insurance certificates in, and then give them notice as per the document.
Okay. We do that through you, Mark?
Usually through Sandy.
Okay. Build it.
Go home.
We can talk at the end of the meeting tonight.
Yeah. Your car out there.
Oh,
yeah.
While you're out there, fix the air conditioner.
All right, I got a 6 a.m. flight, which means I got to be at the airport at 5. Item G329 is progress of the first and Drexel intersection. To the engineer.
Just wanted to give you an update on the progress. We are under a very tight schedule. We've had to make some decisions on the fly. That didn't afford us time to come to Common Council, so there has been some adjustments in quantities. When appropriate, I've been talking to the Alder people that are affected by the project. So just to let you know that we had roughly $175,000 savings. Stone we didn't need because we had good stone subgrade and we weren't tracking mud, so we eliminated some stone in that regards. We did increase the project by $66,000 on the sidewalk running to the east. We eliminated some very steep ditches it's going to make it much safer for pedestrians to be able to get to that next road that's there. We increased it by approximately $5,000. There was a driveway that once we looked at it and the resident was concerned that their trailer would scrape on it, and we agreed. So we actually extended the driveway back a little bit. That's what that is for. And then roughly $175,000 savings on what it looks like we're going to save for adjusted quantities. It's a unit price contract, so... all said and done, we're just over $100,000 under budget. Looks like we're finished. We're anticipating to have the project open for traffic by the first football game. We anticipate August 23rd, but in reality that's August 30th. And I will tell you that I'm going to blame and then compliment the utilities. They've been extremely slow trying to get to us, but I do realize they're busy with everything else they're going on, so I think they are making extra efforts, but it hasn't really met our time frame. So we've contractors met several delays, but we're still going to meet the first home football game open.
Are we doing a ribbon
cut? Yeah, I saw the emails. I'm open for that. If you have a suggested time or something, maybe
that's before. That's up to the aldermans of the district.
So
my suggestion is if we do one, that the three neighbors cut the ribbon. on the street and put up with it.
Well, I think one guy
rented the rental. He's still in the
If the Alder people are interested, please contact me and I'll set that up.
Okay, G4, page 31. Standard of findings for Mills Hotel, Wyoming for a natural resources special exception. John.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 on E1. Request from the council action to develop a water main extension project along 50th Street in West Minnesota. Mr. City Engineer.
There's an exhibit I put together, if you look on page 83, that shows the proposed Oak Ridge development. And the idea is that when they do their construction, while they're extending water mains on their project, that they would extend it up 50th, would go up to Minnesota, and it would proceed to the west to go 51st Street. The exhibit shows that we were proposing to extend it to the east because we believe that there's a couple people that are on a private well system. Having said that, it is a private development, or I'm sorry, a private agreement with the person at 5003 where the well is located. So since the folks to the east are not interested, I am okay if we were to extend the water main north and west and not the east, if those property owners would prefer to stay on a well agreement, but that obviously is a private agreement. They'll have to figure that out for themselves on how they renegotiate their agreement and who pays for what.
Could we connect to the shared well?
No, you don't want
to. Meter there and let them worry about paying for it?
No, you don't want to connect our public water to a well.
Where the pipe, their pipes, not the well. Because they got a distribution system now installed.
I would suggest no. We don't want to do that. Because if we do that, then they're in the future. What happens if that pipe goes bad? Who's responsible? And I don't think we want to get into that. I think we want to keep everything as a fresh service.
Well, I guess I'm good with that proposal. I just had a question. Is it extremely important going that we have that loop? Is that desirable for water quality? Or can 5003 just get on as the last one and not do the loop on Minnesota?
To have two stubs and not connect, I think somebody in the future will look back and say, why did they do something silly like that? So it's highly desirable to do that.
Right, so by coming north on 50th to the corner and heading west, it's basically the one who's interested in the one that must connect.
Correct. And then you have the one on at 5055 that they are on a shared well, but they have access to water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Did you have any other suggestions about this leg?
Might I suggest that if you make this decision, then I'll contact the residents to the east and let them know that and let them make the decision whether they truly want to renegotiate their private well contract or if they want us to extend it. Maybe I'll report back in the future what their decision is.
Yeah, I think it's my understanding that the gentleman that has the well that wants the water is fine with the well in there, but he says if he's not on it, if it breaks, they're going to have to share that cost. So he totally understands that he's still going to have that if they don't.
It's a private agreement and let them figure this out, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Your action on this item? Do you recommend a motion?
Let's see. I think the motion is slightly different. So direct staff to develop the water main extension project along South 50th in Minnesota and the engineer's report in accordance with the municipal code section 207-15 for special assessments of 5003. And do we have a number for that vacant lot?
There's no address. It's a vacant.
And the empty lot on West Minnesota Avenue.
Second.
Second.
We need all the other information.
Discussion of motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G6, page 87, engineering contract and design of the Cascade Trail, 300 feet south, connect with the Root River. Mr. City Engineer.
The request of Alderman Barber, we looked at a possibility of connecting to the Root River Trail from Cascade Creek Park. The reason why this makes a lot of sense is that I think there's a possibility we can do this and use up park impact fees, and we can provide in-kind services that would make up our match. So in essence, there would be no net cost to the city once we discuss our budget. So I've enclosed a proposal from Trotter and Associates. It is quite extensive, the work that's needed to get this to happen. There's a lot of permitting issues. We would just need to discuss wetlands and floodplain issues, not to mention proposed easements from potentially the City of Milwaukee Nursery and Milwaukee County Parkland. So this is, if you're interested, I'll continue to pursue this and finalize the contract with Trotter, and it would have to include an intergovernmental agreement with the county.